Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Welcome to Winning Every Day, the devotional that helps you begin your day with faith, purpose, and the confidence that God is with you. Thank you for joining me today. Wherever you are listening from, I want you to open your heart, because today's message may challenge you in a very practical way. Our topic is the value of obedience, and the Bible text is from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, which says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." David Green, the founder of Hobby Lobby, once explained in an interview why the company chose to close all its stores on Sundays. He said there was a time when the stores were open on Sundays, but he became convinced that God wanted them closed on that day. From a purely business perspective, closing on Sunday meant giving up a major shopping day and potentially losing revenue. Yet Green said they chose to follow what they believed God was asking them to do. He acknowledged that they would lose some business, but also expressed his conviction that there was something special about following God in obedience. Think about that for a moment. Obedience can sometimes cost you something, can cost you convenience, can cost you an opportunity. It can require you to say no when everybody else is saying yes. But obedience is not about what you lose. It is about trusting the one who asked you to obey. Samuel told Saul, "To obey is better than sacrifice." In other words, God is not impressed when we give him something while deliberately ignoring what he has already told us to do. You can pray for hours, give generously, sing beautifully, attend church regularly, and yet there may still be an instruction from God that you are resisting. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Obedience is one of the clearest expressions of our love for God. And sometimes the instruction is very simple. Forgive that person. Tell the truth. End that unhealthy relationship. Return what does not belong to you. Apologize. Start that assignment. Stop compromising. Give. Serve. Pray. Or wait. Or perhaps God has been asking you to take a step of faith, but fear has kept you standing in the same place. I don't know what you are passing through today. I don't know what decision is in front of you. But perhaps the answer you have been asking God for is connected to an instruction you have not yet obeyed. Sometimes we keep asking God for a new word when we have not acted on the last word he gave us. Remember Noah. God told him to build an ark when there was no visible evidence of the flood. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7 tells us that by faith Noah prepared an ark. He obeyed before he saw, and that is often what faith looks like. Obedience means trusting God's wisdom even when you cannot yet see his reasons. You may not understand everything God is doing in your life right now, but you can trust his character. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." You don't have to understand everything before you obey. You simply need to trust the one who knows the end from the beginning. So let me ask you today, what has God been asking you to do that you have been postponing? What instruction have you been negotiating with? What step have you been afraid to take? Don't allow fear, pride, convenience, or the opinions of people to make you miss what obedience can produce in your life. As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not miss God's direction for your life in Jesus' name. You will receive grace to obey even when obedience is uncomfortable. You will have courage to do what God has instructed you to do, Every confusion around your next step is giving way to clarity in Jesus' name. Every fear holding you back is losing its grip. And as you walk in obedience, may God order your steps, open the right doors, connect you with the right people, and bring you into the purposes He has prepared for your life. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Before you move on with your day, take a moment and ask yourself, Lord, what are you asking me to obey today? Don't rush past that question. Action step for the day. Today, identify one clear thing you believe God has been asking you to do and do it. Don't wait until you feel completely ready. Take the step. Make the call. Send the message. Start the work. Forgive, give, or pray. Whatever the instruction is, obey God. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this with me with confidence. Today, I choose obedience. I trust God with my life, my decisions, and my future. I will not be ruled by fear. I will follow God's direction, and my steps will be ordered by Him. I walk in faith, I walk in wisdom, and I walk in victory. What God has prepared for me, I will not miss. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for everyone listening. We ask that you give us hearts that are willing to obey you. When we don't understand, help us trust you. When obedience is difficult, give us strength. When fear speaks loudly, give us courage. Order the steps of everyone listening today. Give them wisdom for every decision, grace for every challenge, and sensitivity to recognize your voice. Let their obedience open the way for your purposes to be fulfilled in their lives. May they walk today under your guidance, your protection, and your favor. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these few moments with me on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it today. Remember, obedience may not always be easy, but it is always valuable when it is obedience to God. Have a blessed and victorious day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.